They're off and running in the 2020 Melbourne Cup, and Cuddly Creek on fire early, followed by Kangaroo Island, a shocking start to the Cup. The PM falling behind the polls after checking out Honolulu. Aussies say he should have stayed home and helped. Hong Kong protests followed by Chinese government crackdowns, a worldwide pandemic not too far away. In February, they call it COVID-19 and 16 million Italians go into quarantine. Oh, the stock market's taken a fall. It's a big fall in the Cup, and did we mention we lost Kobe Bryant? Parasite seems like an appropriate name for an Academy Award-winning film. Harvey Weinstein behind bars, better than his work behind pot plants. They pass the post for the first time, and toilet paper runs out, and nans can't wipe their bums. Purchase limits take the lead ahead of lockdowns. The Prime Minister says we can't go to the gym ahead of funerals in a food court, but your hairdressers are 1.5 metres away, so you can still get a haircut. I can't breathe this far. Followed by George Floyd's death, followed by protests and police getting off, causing riots in the streets. Black Lives Matter, followed by Don't You Mean All Lives Matter? No, Karen, no lives matter until black lives do. Heading now to footy. It's on. No, it's off. No one's outside. Social distancing becomes the phrase of the year, and all of a sudden, everyone knows how to finally wash their hands. 6 weeks later, and rugby league leads AFL getting back on the pitch. No crowds, followed by fake crowd noises. In Australia now, and the Ruby Princess is allowed to pass. Bad news for the aged care sector, and Nicola Spurrier takes the lead. As we head into a recession, no one bats an eyelid. It's the least surprising thing that's happened all year. No one heading for home now. We've been there all year. Zoom calls take over meetings, and no one's wearing pants. Twitter gets hacked, and no one knows what Kanye's thinking. Speaking of crazy, 1 in 4 COVID cases comes from America. As wearing masks becomes political, that must be what Prime Minister Pete Evans would feel like. 3 months to go, and Port Adelaide stumbles at the final hurdle. New Zealand flog us in the rugby, and no one's coming to Adelaide by car or by pushbike. The winner is all of us making it to 2021. Call your parents, wash your hands, call your kids, and shop local.